Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 36th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 22. I've been waiting, obviously, for a while to get to this portion of scripture. Genesis chapter number 22, we're going verse by verse, chapter by chapter through the book of Genesis, and it's been well over 6 months that we started our study, and we're not even halfway through. But we're in a chapter here that I hate to use this word because sometimes it's overused, but awe-inspiring. To see the picture that we have before us here in Genesis 22 about Abraham and his son Isaac, and the picture of that we're going to look at this morning. We looked at Genesis 21 last week, and Genesis 21 is where we see that Isaac was born. And we gave an analogy last week of chapter number 21. I'll give you an analogy of chapter 22, what we're going to find today. Chapter number 21, we see that Isaac, he was a beautiful picture, will portrait of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Both were promised sons. We looked at that. Jesus and Isaac, they were both promised, they were prophesied that they were going to be born. Both mothers of Isaac and of Jesus were assured of God's omnipotence. And we looked at that last week, and I gave you the scriptures, Genesis 18 and Luke 1. Number three, both were given names rich with meaning before they were born. God told Abraham, you're going to name your son Isaac. Remember, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Number four, they're a wonderful type of each other. Isaac was of Christ because they were both occurred at God's appointed time. Again, we looked at that in Genesis 21:2. At that set time, in God's perfect timing, Isaac was born. And then we read in Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 4, about that perfect time, when just at the right moment, Jesus Christ was born. Not a moment too soon, not a moment too late. So they were both occurred at God's appointed time. Both births were miraculous. Obviously, the virgin birth with Mary, that miraculous birth, and even the birth of Sarah or Isaac to Sarah, it was miraculous because remember, she was barren. Then at the age of 90, God touched her and she was able to have a child, a son, Isaac. So both births were miraculous. And then finally, we noted last week that both births, both Isaac and Jesus, both births were accompanied with joy. We see in Genesis 21:6 about Sarah, all the joy be full, and the whole world's going to know about this. And well, in Luke chapter number 1 and again Luke chapter number 2, it speaks about the joyous birth of Jesus Christ. So there were some common things in chapter number 21, comparing Isaac to Jesus. Well, we get in chapter number 22, there's even some more common things that Isaac is a picture of Jesus Christ. Before we read some of the scripture, I'll probably just read down to verse number 14 today. But let me give you four or five things that we see the analogy or picture in chapter number 22 between Isaac and Jesus. We saw it in chapter number 21 with their birth. Here in chapter number 22, we see it about the sacrifice. Number one, and we're going to read just a moment, both Isaac and Jesus were loved by their father. They were both loved by their father. Number two, both offered themselves willingly. We're going to read that in just a minute about Isaac, and he willingly laid down on that altar. He didn't fight. We do not read where he fought. His dad, who Abraham now is 100 and probably near 30 years of age, We'll look at this in just a minute, kind of get you a time reference. Remember, Isaac was born when he was 100. Talking about Abraham, Sarah gave birth at 90. Abraham was 100. So by the time this takes place in chapter number 22, Isaac's about 30 years of age. So Abraham's 130. Isaac was a young man. He could have fought his way off that altar, said, "You ain't doing this." But no, Isaac offered himself willingly. And Jesus offered himself willingly. Number three, both carried the wood up the hill of their sacrifice. What a picture. Isaac carried the wood. We're going to read that. Well, we know about Jesus carrying up that wood, that old rugged cross up the hill of Calvary. He bore that cross himself. I love this one. Number four, both were sacrificed on the same hill. There's Mount Moriah in times of Abraham. It was known as Mount Moriah. In the time of Christ, that's the area of Jerusalem and Calvary. Now, we're going to look at that in just a minute, but they were both sacrificed on that same hill. And then both were delivered from death on the third day. Interesting. Beautiful pictures. You read, you see the picture of Isaac, how it's a foretelling of Jesus Christ there in the New Testament. Just those five things that we're going to see in chapter number 22. Let's read the first 14 verses, and then we'll jump back to verse number 1. We'll get all this in context. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, "Abraham," and he said, "Behold, here I am." And he said, speaking of God, "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went up to into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him upon on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." Just a note, I just imagine the inflection in his voice was much different from the previous two when he said, "Here am I, here am I." The Bible does not state that, or the inflections. I don't know how it's mentioned in the Hebrew. Doug may correct me or teach me something on this. But I can just imagine that when he said, "Here am I," that his voice tone was completely different. "Here am I!" He knew something was about to happen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.